And I hope this works, because usually Jessica is the one that does all this for me.
Oh, well, she's outside if I need to go get her.
Well, first of all, I want to welcome all of you here, and I appreciate y'all being a part of this. We used not to have to do this, because part of our DOI, District of Innovation, was that we didn't have to have a SHAC committee. But now, with new legislation came out, they said you have to, so we're going to have one. The good thing about it for me is that I don't have to be chairman. So you are going to elect a chairman, a co-chairman, and a secretary. I'll just be like an advisory role or whatever. So I'll call the meetings and do all that. So we don't have any public comments. So the first thing on our agenda is nominating someone to be
what is SHAC?
SHAC? Oh, I'm sorry. SHAC is School Health Advisory Committee. You do have a piece of paper right here that has the roles and and responsibilities of SHAC. Basically, you're going to advise the Board of Trustees on curriculum, recommending health education materials and instruction time, wellness and health, sensitive topics, things like that. And if we don't know everybody, this young lady right here, y'all know Rosalinda? Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is her daughter, Melissa. Mm-hmm. And sitting down there is Coach Archer.
Hello.
And y'all know Miss Thurwanger and Miss Brandt. Y'all know Miss Brandt? She's our third grade teacher right now, but she's fixing to be our school nurse, and she's going to visit with y'all here after a while about our new, not CAN program. I don't know how that got like that, but CNA program.
Okay.
But basically that's what the SHAC is, Bert. It's just, Bern, it's just like an advisory committee. There's got to be so many of you, got to be parents, not employed by the district. You're supposed to have 4 meetings a year. We're going to have 2 this year because we got started late. And then you'll do an annual report of recommendations submitted to the board. So as some of y'all may know, I'm retiring, so this you'll be dealing with a new soup after next school year. So I just want to get it going and get it going for the person who is coming after me. So any other questions about that before you decide who you want to be your chair and all that?
You bring the topics to us that we need to be...
Well, that, and if y'all think of anything, y'all can bring them to the chair, and the chair can take it to the soup, and they can make their agenda accordingly. It's just almost like a board meeting, you know? I mean, you got your board president, and then your suit, and if there's anything that the board wants on the agenda, they'll contact me. I'll do it, contact the board president, and he finalizes the agenda and everything. We'll go with it like that. One thing that I'm kind of jumping the gun, but there's another one here that's your wellness policy. We'll talk about that here at 12, because I want y'all to look through it, take it home, look through it, see if there's any changes, anything you want to add, anything like that. And then that's one thing with our next meeting, we'll discuss that. So, okay, any nominations for chair?
Rachel's a great leader.
Now do what?
She's very good at saying what needs to be done.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a motion for Rachel to be chair. We have a second.
I'll second that.
Oh my gosh, I hear the train coming down the line there. You get fixing it rolled.
Oh goodness.
You're fixing it.
Oh, okay.
Railroaded.
Alrighty.
Who seconded that?
There was 3 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Couple.
Okay. Right in the minutes here. Oh my gosh, I can't think. Do we have nominations for anybody else?
Go on, Jennifer. Don't stop there.
All in favor of Rachel Smith being your chair? Show of right hand. Oh, it's, woo-hoo, you hear that train coming down the track?
Okay, two.
And I'll go ahead and, I'll finish up this meeting so you can take over the next one. Unless you just want to do it now.
No, don't think so.
So how many is there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12-0. Okay, how about, now this is when you get back at them, Sam. How about chairperson or vice chairman?
Well, Jennifer is an excellent nominator.
No, I'm more of a like cleanup crew. I don't lead.
Well, you just take, whoever's a chair, co-chair just takes over in case the chairperson's not here. So, don't be shy.
I nominate Sheila.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Anybody second that?
Aye.
Any other nominees? All in favor of Sheila being a co-chair? There's another train coming down the track. And then the secretary. The secretary will do what I'm doing right now. I'll have minutes made up for you. All you have to do is fill in everything, just like I do for my school board. You just fill in who made the motion, who seconded it, who it was, what the vote was. It's pretty simple. And all the stuff will be on our website too. All the minutes, the agenda, the audio part of it, everything will be on there. So who wants, anybody want to nominate somebody to be secretary?
I'll nominate Byrne.
Byrne?
Ooh, that's a good one. I second that.
You seconded that.
Great.
Okay. Any other nominees? All in favor? Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That wasn't as bad. It wasn't that bad.
Painless.
Okay. The next thing we were going to talk about was the roles and responsibilities of the SHAC, which we already went over that. Like I say, your basic thing is just, you're just going to, and these two ladies right here, the reason they're on the committee, one is the kitchen manager, another one is the cafeteria manager. She's our nutrition person and everything, Melissa is. So a lot of that, you know, deals with the cafeteria and everything. Coach Archer's here because of phys ed. She's a PE teacher. And as you'll go through this, you'll see a lot of that stuff talked about in here, you know, the phys ed and why. I mean, I don't think there's anything in here that talks about why we can't put salt in our food and seasoning and stuff like that, but a lot of that has to do with the federal government, not us. Sometimes we cheat because I ask them to. So. But they do, I mean, they do an excellent job. Our kids, this lady right here always, the kids are always on her mind what's best for the kids, what the kids like. If they don't like something, it don't get fixed again because, you know, I may like it. That's too bad, you know.
No.
But, you know, it's the kids that's important to her. She calls them her customers.
They are
her
customers.
So she does a great job, and she does a good job of with dealing with TDA, which is Texas Department of Agriculture, and everything, and all the paperwork and all that. So we're very blessed to have them do that, and their mother-daughter, too. So they...
We tag team it.
Now, Coach Archer, I don't know.
Well, they eat with us, Bufino, and then she takes care of the exercise. So.
There we go. Yeah.
We're team Bryant.
And run it off then.
So, does anybody have any questions about this piece of paper right here? Okay. The next thing on our agenda was we're gonna start a new CNA program this year, or next year, which certified nurses aid. And we're very excited about it. Ms. Brandt is an RN. She's gonna also be our school nurse. We've never had a school nurse. With the new legislation that came out, we've had to do, we just can't do what we used to could do. We've got to do all the different kinds of things. And that takes a lot of time for Manuela and Ms. Sturwanger in the front office to do, calling parents, giving them medicine, doing all that kind of stuff and everything. So Ms. Brandt's gonna take that over, and she's gonna be right over here in this room right across the hall right here. That's gonna be the nurse's station. But also the other thing that we're excited about is she's gonna be the instructor for our CNA program. And I think our kids, not just girls, but boys too, are gonna be excited about it. I wish they'd had something like that when I was in school, but they didn't. But I just wanted to let her visit with y'all a little bit about what's gonna happen and everything. She is gonna be doing a Zoom.
Yes,
next week.
Still learning all the things, because we're partnering with Howard College. So they'll be providing like the syllabus and kind of outline, going ahead and putting together like kind of our roadmap that we'll follow. But I'm going to watch a Zoom or meet with them over Zoom. There was one today, but I couldn't do today because of concession for the next couple of days. But next week there's one I'm gonna try to attend. So it's question and answer. And so we'll kind of figure out more about, you know, their requirements as far as like drug testing and that kind of thing before they enter. I'll know a little bit more about that, but it'll be one of their elective courses. It will be counted as, is that one's a dual credit?
Mm-hmm.
A dual credit, it'll be considered a dual credit course. So they'll get credit both for high school and college. It is offered at a much discounted rate for the students if they do it in high school, which is an advantage for them instead of waiting until after, because that was one of my questions, like, what's the benefit of doing it now versus later? And so you can do it at a much discounted rate. Some other things is if they're interested in the nursing field or anything medical field, it'll give them some experience. A lot of the nursing schools now are requiring that they have a CNA certification prior to entering. So if that is something they're interested in, they would be able to kind of already have a jump on that part of it instead of having to do that on top of college classes once they graduate. Another thing is if they think they're interested in nursing or medical, it'll kind of get them a little bit of like toes in the water to see if this is actually it, because it is a lot of, you know, it's not always pretty, and there's lots of the, you know, bathing and bathrooming and all of that kind of stuff. So that'll be one thing that'll kind of help them with. And then they'll also, once they are certified, they will be able to start working. So, and of course, hospitals and nursing homes are open 24 hours. So maybe they could find something that fits their schedule if they're trying to make money while going to college, or I guess if they're juniors, they could even try doing some weekends or something at a hospital or nursing home to kind of earn some extra money. But those are kind of the benefits. We'll know more about kind of how it's going to work, but I think what I understand so far is in the fall they would do most of their theory and learning the skills and all of that, and then we'll have clinicals probably in January, right when we come back from Christmas, before all the spring sports.
Now what are clinicals?
The clinicals will go, it has to be for CNA, they have to do it in a nursing home. So we'll go to a nursing home, and there's two different nursing homes that Howard has partnered with, Focused Care, and the other one, it's not Mommy Says It.
No, it's Tohoka.
Tohoka. So we'll get with them and schedule clinicals, and they'll have 40 hours of clinicals, and we're not 100% sure how we'll do that, if it'll be 5 8-hour days, which is a long time in a nursing home, or a few more 4-hour chunks. And we'll get the clinical stuff out of the way, and then they will have the rest of the semester, since it's early in January, to do a prep course for their exam that they'll take to get their certification. And so after the full year, they should be able to test and be certified nurse's aide, which will help with, you know, they're graduating and wanting to move on to a nursing school or medical school or anything medical. So that's kind of the plan that I know of so far, and I'll learn more over the next few weeks on how we'll do all that. But.
Well, we're very fortunate to be able to do this and have Ms. Brandt right here so that I think our kids are really going to benefit a lot from it.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, because the cost of the dual credit is insanely cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to one of the parents here today, and he's talking about his daughter is going to school, and she took a whole bunch of dual credit courses here, and she doesn't have to take them in college now, and how much money they saved doing that. And nursing is, I've got a sister and a brother-in-law that, well, and two nephews that are all nurses, and they that's a good, they make more money than I do. And
well, and CNAs make more than minimum wage, so
yes, they do.
That's better than you know some other jobs that you could get, and you're gaining real hands-on experience. So.
And you can go, you can keep going too.
Yeah,
keep going and getting more and more. You have any other questions for Ms. Brandt or? Okay. Well, like I say, this wellness policy here, I just wanted y'all to look at that and make notes, and at our next meeting, we'll see if there was anything that y'all would like to change or add or delete or whatever. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, the next meeting. When would be a good time? Probably, I guess, in May sometime. May better than April, Ms. Thurling. You know more about this?
Sort of.
What days are better for some of y'all? I mean, today's Monday. I know Monday's usually not a good day, but I wanted to get one in March before it, but.
Tuesday is my bad day. I usually can't do Tuesdays.
Tuesday's a bad day? I mean, we'll meet this time. That way you can come here and get your kid, have the meeting, get your kids and go. You don't have to make two trips out here. I don't want y'all to have to do that.
I'm here every day. This track's over this week, so.
Monday, May 4th, testing is over and we just have state golf on that day.
May 4th?
Mm-hmm.
That sound good with everybody?
Yes.
I can't do that. We have an ortho appointment.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can move it if I need to.
I don't have service.
Is the 18th available by chance?
If the 4th works for everyone, if that works best, I can.
Monday is an early release at 2. And it's also field day. Mm-hmm. And we have the ag banquet that evening.
Okay.
So sorry.
That's not a good day. That's fine.
And about May 6th, that's a Wednesday.
Yeah, that works for me. It's fine with me too.
We have the, I mean, I don't know if it, we have the Living Wax Museum from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's new this year. New. 3rd and 4th grade.
They come in here to do it?
I think we're going to do it either in the hall or in the
Old gym. Okay, well, that wouldn't.
Let's just do the 4th if that works. I can.
We could do Tuesday, but Rachel's the 5th.
Yeah, I'll be out.
It's not. We could do Monday, April 27th. I know y'all have physicals, though, but could you run in here for just a couple of minutes?
I think so, yeah.
I know it's not
27th?
In May. It's April
27th. Well, that's fine. April's fine.
Okay. May, we just don't go very many days in May.
Yeah, I know.
And then we have all those field trips, so it.
So April 27th, is that fine with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
At 3 o'clock?
So.
Okay. Well, does anybody else have any comments or suggestions or questions or?
More or less, how are these meetings going to go as we settle into our roles? Are we coming in? Are we discussing the policy, things we think that need to change?
I'll have an agenda for you to I'll get with you and I'll tell you, okay, Rachel, that, you know, what I have on the agenda is consideration and action on the Klondike ISD wellness policy. And then we can discuss it and make any changes we want to and stuff like that. If there's any other business, you know, that somebody wants to talk about, you know, Ms. Brandt may have some more information on the CNA program. If she goes through that Zoom, she might present that.
Okay. And I'm attending a training on this on May 2nd. So if there's something that comes up that we need to add,
perfect,
then I'll let y'all know and we can move forward with it.
Okay. It's pretty laid back.
Okay.
I mean.
So what we decide in here, then that goes to the board. That's where that goes. Okay.
Because they have to okay the wellness policy.
Right.
And a lot of this stuff, I mean, like the human sexuality, you know, I mean, you know, if they're, we don't teach that in our health classes. Mm-hmm. Your bigger schools, some of them do, we don't. So we avoid that problem. Mm-hmm. So, but anything else? Well, once again, I want to thank y'all. Don't be afraid, don't be scared. It's you're here with your friends. It's just like talking to your friends about something, you know. And if I have to leave, I'll leave the room. And you know, so you know, being the only male here, I'll just leave the room and y'all can talk. But it's pretty laid back, and we'll get some stuff done. So, well, if there's no other questions, I need a motion to adjourn then from somebody. Bert, okay. Burn. Sorry. How about a second? Anything? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, ladies. 3:27. If you want to hear yourself on video, you can get on our webpage here.
We just need to stop it now.
Yes, ma'am, please. Just press that red button.
But surely, you know.